This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for staying with us. Now, as part of the Pumule aid package, the government of the day has allocated 300,000 ringgit for its food basket initiative for all parliamentarians.
So according to the Prime Minister's office, the allocation was distributed to all lawmakers last Thursday, that's July 1st. The allocation does come with some conditions or specifications. The food baskets are required to contain 13 items for a total cost of 100 ringgit each. And this would include the cost of transportation, packaging, wages, and the printing of stickers. Now, you know, when I heard about this allocation under the Pumule package, I was actually quite pleased to know that all MPs will be given the same allocation. But, you know, now we see that it's actually a lot more complicated and complex than what was initially, that it initially appeared.
So 300,000 ringgit for each parliamentarian or for all in totality?
For each parliamentarian.
For the 222 parliamentarians,
okay, so
right?
So that kind of makes sense.
So the question, of course, is that how far does this 300,000 ringgit pandemic aid really go? And of course, some opposition MPs have raised issues with the specifications because it says it doesn't provide flexibility to meet the different needs of different families. So, and is this the best way to help those most in need, actually?
Well, to discuss this, we've got on the line with us now YB Nick Nazmi Nick Ahmad, the Setia Wangsa MP. Good morning, YB. Now, is the 300,000 ringgit allocation enough to carry out the food aid program for you to help those in your constituency?
I mean, obviously it helps, right? We previously, the opposition MPs only received 100,000 ringgit allocations for contributions to our constituency. To be fair to the government, this was introduced by Pakatan Harapan. And government MPs, they get 3.5 million. And, you know, when this new government took over, they just, you know, maintained what it was. So this 300,000 in that context is certainly helpful. I have three EMCOs in my constituency and really need to provide assistance such as food baskets to them. But yeah, I mean, I don't know how long it will last because, you know, the request that we've got is just overwhelming. And it's not just from the PPRs or from the low-cost flats. We are even getting people who are now, you know, under severe economic strain living in the condominiums, which is something new for my constituency. So, but I guess it's a start, you know, and we're already starting to spend the allocation. But the way, I mean, in my constituency, the way we make do is we check with the ICU, which coordinates these allocations from the Prime Minister's department. And they said it was a cap of 100 ringgit. And, you know, the items, yeah, we have to have those food items, but you don't have to have everything. So with that, you know, we are trying to spend about 60 ringgit in our constituency because then we can reach out to more people as opposed to 100 ringgit.
Mm-hmm. I see that Subang MP Wong Chen has proposed distributing shopping vouchers instead of food aid baskets, citing issues with logistics and wastage, cost and public safety. What do you think about this? Do you think that shopping vouchers are the way to go, really, rather than physical food baskets?
It depends. I mean, from my experience in my constituency, there are times where I think vouchers are doable, but there are times when we really have to give physical food baskets. And you know, I was discussing with a few policymakers, in an ideal world, we should also be able to give cash because, you know, different families are impacted differently by COVID. I mean, they might have some stock of food at home, but they really might need stuff for their children's education, you know, so on and so forth. So you know, I think we would love to get more flexibility with regards to how we spend the money. But yeah, I mean, that's how it was specified when the money was allocated to them.
So I'm just curious, why do you think the government imposed such, I guess, stringent conditions in terms of how the money should be spent, rather than give flexibility to each MP to decide?
If, I mean, trying to look at it from a positive thing is that, you know, they realise that there has been a lot of issue of, you know, people not being able to buy food. And they want to make sure that this money really goes down for those purposes. I mean, trying to think that, you know, assuming that was the best of intentions. Yeah, and I think to a certain extent that makes sense. But the bigger picture here, and it has been done. I repeat that, you know, Pakatan Harapan ourselves, we did not address it when we were in power. The only difference from Barisan Nasional was that we gave 100,000 ringgit to the opposition. And today we are the opposition, so we get that 100,000 ringgit. But we've seen that because of, you know, the volatility in politics in Johor and Perak, now all ADUNs in those states receive equal allocations. And I think that's the big step where we should go, right? Where just as, because I don't have any money allocated for my staff, you know, and they are the ones who have to not only, you know, do the packing, but they also have to do the record keepings, you know, so that we can report to the ICU about our spending. So, you know, we really need to allocate the same amount of money to all our legislators. And I think, you know, this is something that I think we have to put in the next manifesto,
yep,
or if we can form a government to have that equal allocations.
Yep. And obviously, YB, you would have seen the momentum generated by the Bendera Putih campaign. Have there been any raised in your constituency, and how are you addressing it?
Yes. From what I've been made aware, there have been a few incidents, and I even went down to one where there were three families living in a shop lot, you know, the ones they normally use for foreign workers. But this happened to be all Malaysians, you know, who sort of got stuck with what's happening. But from what I understand is that there have been other incidences as well, and where the neighbours have been able to work to address this issue with them. And I think another interesting story is YB Akmal in Johor Bahru. He's been able to work with the police because the police are instructed to, you know, to locate all these Bendera Putih. So he has been giving them food bags to immediately give the Bendera Putih, raise the Bendera Putih.
Okay, well, thank you for your thoughts, YB. We were talking to YB Nik Nazmi Nik Ahmad, the Setia Wangsa MP, on really this food aid campaign. I just want to talk about the cost of materials. And, you know, last year we had this anti-profiteering legislation, price controls, which is obviously necessary when you have to buy essential items for the house. There's been elements of that creeping in, because in the last few weeks I've been noticing the price of cooking oil, which I know because I've been studying the cook, it's been creeping up. It's been creeping up by quite a lot.
Well, that's due to the fact that palm oil prices have inched up, right? And there is this global commodity kind of surge in all prices, in all food prices, whether it's wheat, corn, sugar. And the point about all this is that there is inflation and the people on the street are feeling that, right?
That's right.
So the 50 ringgit that in the past could maybe buy you those 10 items, now maybe you're walking away with 8 items.
That's right.
So not only is your income probably hit by COVID-19, if at all you have any income, your money goes much, much less than it used to. Plus our ringgit is weaker, so we're importing inflation even more.
Yeah.
So it's a double whammy for a lot of people.
So do we have fiscal room to do that? I think obviously the headline answer is no, but the flip side of that is with oil prices nearly 80 bucks, there is some room. So I just wonder whether the government should step in and try and support some of those prices.
Well, we already have actually price controls for oil if you buy like 1 kg bags, but not the commercial 5 kg ones.
The 5 kg ones are where the action is, lah.
No, but actually if you want it, the 1 kg is still subsidized, and a lot of products are still, a lot of food items are under cost control. But nonetheless, definitely the cost of living has increased a lot. And whether this 300,000 is enough is the big question mark, especially if we continue to see lots of white flags out there.
I think my takeaway from our discussion with Nik Nazmi was just the need for flexibility, as in there isn't a one-size-fits-all for all families. You can't just give a food basket and expect this will suit the needs of every single family in your constituency. Some people have babies, some people need more milk powder, some people need diapers. And it would be great if MPs had that flexibility to allocate what's needed to the families that they're helping.
And I think one very important point that Nik Nazmi brought up is the fact that it should be equal to all in terms of allocation.
Absolutely.
And we need to change the regulations and the government policy. Regardless of whether you're in opposition or whether you're in power, everyone should get the same amount, because the needs of every constituency continue to be there. And why should one constituency be discriminated against another?
Food aid must not be politicised. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.